Hey, we have Eddie Rudell in here. And Ed, you know, at this time of the program, we have tips, tricks, and giveaways. And you had an experience this week that I thought you just had to share. And then, Randy, hang on, because I wanted you to talk a little bit about a troll experience that you have. But go ahead.
Well, this week, my wife handed me a laptop from one of her friends and picked it up really cheap. Yeah, I can get it working for you. Oh, I have a spare hard drive. No big deal. And it kept on crashing on me. And then I took the thing apart, as I usually do, and start reseating things. And I noticed this, one of the largest hairballs I've ever seen in my life, in a laptop. And it wasn't, I could tell it was a tabby cat because I started sneezing right away. And you know, what's nice is that the manufacturers of laptops, you know, on the bottom where you put your memory chips, a lot of the laptop manufacturers are making those panels much larger. And also what they're doing is they provide the ability for you to find your fan for your unit. Mm-hmm. And it's usually just, remove the battery, remove the bottom plate, and the fan will be exposed there.
Yeah.
They do not typically have a filter on them. So if you see something that looks like a filter, that's probably carpet fibers, cat hair, and dog hair, and that should be removed, and your laptop will usually start performing much better.
It's a hairy problem, as you said. Yeah. But one of the things you said, too, was funny. Tell them about the conductivity of the hair. That was funny.
I was amazed.
Leave it to Ed to look at this.
When I was putting it into the fan, should have worked and it didn't, and so I took it apart completely. And basically, the copper wires, the inductors,
the windings
of the thing were exposed, and it was filled with cat hair as well. And I'm like, why would this stop it? Because as soon as I cleaned it up, the thing started working. I grabbed the cat hair and I took my ohm meter to it, and it conducted electricity. So that's why the fan wasn't working. All those fans I've been disposing of probably are just stuffed with cat hair. I took a conductivity test of my hair. I got no conductivity in my hair. It's all those cats grooming themselves and licking themselves, and then the dander and stuff like that. It makes them conductive, and it shorted out the fan.
The moral of the story is, if you do have a pet and you have your computer fouling up and overheating, it could very well be that. I've seen that, for instance, with a lot of desktops, which sit near the floor and suck up air down there.
Yeah, and when I was afraid, it was burned out the motor, but that was not the case.
But this is a laptop.